Leading U.S. military commander Michael Mullen says the attack on Libya does not seek to topple the oil-rich country's ruler, Muammar Gaddafi. The U.S. and its European allies have been staging bomb and missile attacks against pro-Gaddafi forces. Libyan officials say scores, including civilians, have been killed in the attacks. The Arab League has slammed Western military strikes on Libya, saying what's happening in the country is a far cry from imposing a no-fly zone. Meanwhile, Russia has called on Britain, France, and the U.S. to stop what it calls non-selective use of force in Libya. Thousands of people have held anti-government protests across Morocco, including in the country's biggest city, Casablanca. The protesters called for political reforms and demanded an end to corruption. They also accused the Moroccan King Mohammed of going back on his word to implement reforms. Dozens of Saudis have gathered in the capital Riyadh to demand the release of uncharged prisoners. The demonstrators gather outside the interior ministry amid heavy police presence. Witnesses say regime forces arrested several people and took them away. In Bahrain, an anti-government protester has died while under police detention. A Bahraini opposition group says the security forces abducted the man on March 18th. The group says some 100 people have been missing since Manama regime's deadly crackdown on anti-government protesters on Wednesday. Tens of thousands of people have mourned the victims of a brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters in the country. The crowd also renewed calls for Yemeni President Saleh's ouster. More than 50 protesters were gunned down by snipers during a demonstration in Sana'a on Friday. In Japan, over 20,000 people are feared to have been killed by last week's earthquake and tsunami. Police estimated over 15,000 people have been killed in Miyagi Prefecture alone. Meanwhile, the Japanese government has hinted that it may scrap the quake-devastated Fukushima nuclear plant. Three explosions at a mine in Pakistan's Baluchistan province have left at least 5 miners dead and 43 others trapped underground. Officials say methane gas buildup due to poor ventilation caused the blast. Accumulation of gas is hindering rescue efforts.